same old clothes. These are my same old shoes. It was the same old me with the same old blues. Oh, then you touched my life just by holding my hand.
The Arts Center of the Capital Region is partnering with the YWCA of the Greater Capital Region for their fourth annual Brava, a fundraiser seeking to provide new bras to women and girls that live at the YWCA GCR and those in need in the Greater Capital Region at no cost. The event will feature writers from around the region and beyond who will read jury-selected poems and essays or perform songs and monologues on the subject of bras and their wives. The pieces will touch on the subject from many viewpoints and range from poignant to, yes, downright hilarious. To tell us more, we welcome our dear friend Marion Roach-Smith, writer and co-creator of Brava. How are you?
I'm great.
Wonderful to see you.
Lovely to be here.
Daquetta Jones is with us as well, executive director of the YWCA of the Greater Capital Region. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Wonderful
again.
To have you back. Thank you very much. I was just saying before we got on that I can't believe it's been 4 years.
Yes. Thousands of bras later and 4 years later and no end of stories later.
That's right.
So let us start with just a refresher for those who may not be aware of what this event is and how it came about, how you came to co-create this.
Well, this is Marion talking, yes. And a couple of years, 4 years ago, I was asked at Christmas time, as I am every year, to donate to a family anonymously, family living at the Y.
Right.
So I got the list, just the first name of the woman, her three children. She asked for very meager gifts. She asked for a jacket for each of her children and one toy. For herself, she wrote in her own handwriting, a bra. I do not have one.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my goodness. No, no. So I called the development director back and said, I know you can't tell me, but let me just tell you what I think you're saying to me here is this woman must have run out of the house in the middle of the night. She has no bra. She's living at the shelter. If she doesn't have a bra, she can't go fill her meds. She can't go register to vote, register her for kids for school. She's trapped inside that shelter, good as it is there. And so I called up and said, you know, I gave you all my business clothes when I moved up here, and so women can go out on job interviews. I know you have that wonderful program. But why doesn't she have a bra? And you, of course, told me that's because we don't give people used underwear. Mm. And so foolishly, I said, I got it. I'm going to fix that. And then I hung up the phone and thought, like, how exactly are you going to fix
that? New with tags.
Yes.
And so we have raised thousands of bras
thousands of bras to date. That's right.
But with these, and so we started the first Brava 4 years ago, where we had people come in and read memoir about the role of bras in their lives. And the price of admission is a ticket plus one new bra with the tag still on.
That's right. And the admission is $35. And I want to go back to what Marion said as well, because she was actually one of our Resourceful Women awardees in 2014. And this was a way to cultivate that relationship. And she came up with this bright idea that we didn't realize.
That's resourceful, Marion.
Yes.
I'll give you that. Yeah. That's resourceful.
Who here needs a bra?
Exactly. And we made it happen. And one of the things that we wanted to do was to expand Brava. Whether if it was just going to be expanded throughout the Capital Region or New York State, nationwide, especially given that we're connected with YWCA USA. So this year, we're actually having Brava hosted at the Capital Region for YWCA of the Greater Capital Region. And then our sister association, YWCA Western New York, will be hosting their first annual Brava.
Oh,
the same
great.
Time, same date, just a different location.
So talk a little bit, Daquetta, about the need. Obviously, Marion told a very personal story and how it came to her. But the day-to-day need and why, and obviously this is something that goes on as long as you have women at your facility.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Brava is year-round. We're collecting bras every single year. So we're one of the area's largest providers of supportive housing to both single women and women with children that would otherwise be homeless or living in substandard housing. So many of the women that come to us, they have very limited clothing, personal care items. So we want to make sure that we can provide them with the needs that they have. And when this concept came up, I truly did not realize the lack that women and girls and non-binary people go without having bras. It's as if like we're born with an unlimited amount of bras. And that really struck a chord in my heart to say, wow, I never realized that women go without bras. And I couldn't deny or say no to this opportunity to bring awareness to the need, as well as to collect different monologues from other artists across the Capital Region in honor of raising bras and bringing awareness to the lack of bras.
I want to get to the memoir aspect of this in a second, but let me ask you something that Marianne mentioned that struck me, which is this idea of without a bra, you really are, that you're almost held hostage in that facility because it limits you so much.
That's right. I wouldn't go outside without a bra.
Me neither.
You know, I wouldn't go vote if I didn't have a bra. I wouldn't go and pick up medicine. I wouldn't go to the grocery store. I wouldn't go to work. You know, a bra for me is support. It supports me. It's empowering. It builds my confidence. Now, I get that not all women like bras, mm-hmm. and we have our battles with bras. however, at the same token, there are women and girls that need bras, and we want to mm-hmm. be able to provide that. And we provide those bras for free
to
women that live at YWCA and the Greater Capital Region. Before this meeting, I actually provided 20 bras to one of the interns. Her name is Allison, that works at the Sexual Assault and Crimes Victims Assistance Program in Albany, because they need that. Many of those women, their clothing is evidence. They don't have anything else. So they wanted to collect new clothing as well as bras.
That.
So 10:15 this morning, I provided her with those bras.
That's amazing. So the other thing too is that I'm really struck too by about young women and girls that you provide the bra, because this, in that case, it could often be the first bra they'll ever get or that they have received in their life.
Absolutely.
That's right. That is so right.
And in many cases, especially in the transgender population, you've got embarrassment. You know, we've got the reason to provide these bras varies so widely and allows us to recognize everyone. Equally.
Okay, so let's talk about the stories, because as you just indicated, there are a lot of
Stories are remarkable.
People have their battles with bras, so that I assume makes it a.
They have their battles with bras. Right. They have their love songs to bras. We have men who bring in stories of dealing with their sister's bras, their mother's bras, the woman next door putting them on the laundry line. We have transgender stories. A woman last year brought down the house, writing about taking her transgendered child at 16 years old to get her first bra. Nobody. I mean, I'm still crying. A year later, she's coming back this year. She's got her own story. We have song. We have poetry. We have the most diverse group. I just read the pieces because I don't read them. I'm not the committee.
Right.
I just read all the pieces. We have really diverse group this year. We're to have one woman writing about her abuela in the Hispanics community. We have people from every walk of life, and some, you know, that includes men. We've got story that will inform you about the power, need, and life of the bra. It's a gorgeous night of memoir. We feed you, we give you a couple of drinks, and then we read to you for a short period of time. Just bring those bras.
And then you're collecting, and as you said, this is year-round, so then you collect year-round as well, and that's
right.
Important to know.
Absolutely. Anyone can donate a brand-new bra with tags to 21 First Street, Troy, New York, year-round. So we're always accepting them.
We get them in the mail. We get anonymous bras in the mail. People don't put a note in it. They just send us the bras. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that anyone in need can call. And we have them organized. So you can call and say, I need a 38DD.
Right.
And we've got it. You know, there's no going through. You don't have to go in through a pile of bras.
I was going to ask about sizing. Is that... are there things that are needed more than others? Does that work? I mean, what makes the greatest impact, I guess, when people are picking out what they give?
So we ask for larger bras for women and girls, but we accept all sizes of bras.
Right.
If there is a woman that's in need of a larger size bra and we do not have it in stock, we can use the funding that we raise from the Brava event
to
actually go and get a bra for her. You know, so that that barrier is taken out as well. Yeah.
And I ask people to remember about the power of the bra. So don't just bring us Band-Aid colored bras. Bring us red bras. Bring us polka dot bras. Bring us purple lacy bras. Yes. Because underneath those clothes is that powerful piece of underwear that supports us.
Absolutely. And if anyone needs a bra, they can call us at 518-274-7100. Earlier this year, during International Women's Day in March, we partnered with TBC Financial Firm. They did a Brava campaign for us, raised 160 bras as well as over $500. And those bras were just beautiful. Mm-hmm. All types of bras, different colors, shapes, patterns. It was really beautiful. So we can send those out. There was a woman, because we did a press conference for that campaign, and there was a woman that called us to say that she could not get to us. She was in a wheelchair, and accessibility just was limited for her. So we actually got her sizes and mailed the bras to her.
Why are we so prudish when it comes?
Squeamish?
Yes. Squeamish, prudish.
I don't know. Why are we?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm asking you.
We are not good when it comes to women's bodies. This idea that it's somebody else's territory is just wrong. It's mine, and I need that bra so that I can go out into the world and be my powerful self. And so let me make my own choices. Let me ask for what I need. Let me get my needs met. And that's what I think we have got to transfer the power of the bra to the person who's going to wear it.
Yeah. Do you think the squeamishness comes more just with men, or does the squeamishness come with women as well, do you think?
I think it comes with women as well, and I think that the more we talk about it, one of the reasons I like this project so much is because it makes people look at their feet. Yes. And they...
Yes.
Gotcha.
So we really need, obviously, this is a space we need to move into with comfort, and we have had a rousing night of reading every year we've done this. And I think it dispels some of that myth and releases some of that tension. Mm-hmm. So I really want everybody to come. We only seat 100 mm-hmm. at the Black Box Theater in the Art Center. And we want to fill those seats every year. It would be just, it's the ticket. It's the hot ticket of the year.
Yeah. It's a great space.
It's a great space.
Beautiful space, yes.
And then, of course, there's the opportunity to do something whenever you think of it. Whenever you're, I assume, if you're in a store and you get an extra, you can pass it on.
Our hashtag is
a bra for her.
Our hashtag is purchase a bra for her.
Yes.
Purchase a bra for her. And that's where we're going to move into next, I think, is getting stores to encourage people, buy one for yourself, buy one for her.
Right.
And, you know, some of the places that are less expensive, if you have your own economic issues,
right.
And who doesn't, go to some of the places that are less expensive and make sure you look in the sale racks. Please buy one for her. Think of her.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing that you're doing. It is going to be the big celebration, the Brava event. The fourth annual takes place on
Friday.
I don't have a date.
Friday.
You know what?
November
on all
2nd.
Of this, I don't have the date on here.
That, Friday.
It's my stupidity. Friday, November 2nd at
5 o'clock.
Excellent. If you want to find out more information, you go to ywca-gcr.org. YWCA-GCR.org. We'll also have that link on our website as well. Fourth annual Brava, 5 o'clock Friday night at the Art Center in Troy. And obviously, if you go to the YWCA website, you can find out how you can give year-round as well.
Yes.
Marion Roach-Smith, Daquetta Jones, I thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.